The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. So lather up with Barbasol shaving cream and shave like a man. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. This latest round of the fight over gun rights comes down to the NRA versus Michael Bloomberg's money. More after this from Charlie. Mayor Michael Bloomberg is taking on NRA top gun Wayne LaPierre as Congress prepares to vote on something that will make it look like they noticed what happened 100 days ago in Newtown, Connecticut. On Meet the Press, Mayor Bloomberg said 90% of Americans and 80% of NRA members support universal background checks, and he's ready to spend $12 million calling out members of Congress who oppose them.
90% of the public want something, and their representatives vote against that. Common sense says they are going to have a price to pay for that. And all we're trying to do is to tell them who's voting for what.
But LaPierre said that extending background checks to private gun sales was just another attempt to harass law-abiding gun owners. He says the system is broken. Most people with mental illness are not on the do not buy list, and people who lie on the forms don't get prosecuted. He says to protect schools, you need to have a trained officer nearby. And the best way to protect cities is to arrest bad guys. He pulled out the latest statistics on how the city of Chicago, which just happens to be the president's hometown, enforces gun laws.
Out of 90 jurisdictions in the country, they ranked 90th. Of all the jurisdictions in the country, Chicago is dead last on enforcement of the federal gun laws.
Chicago ought to be doing something about that, he says. And as for Mayor Bloomberg's money?
He can't buy America. What's appalled me about this whole debate is how little it's had to do with making people safe.
So the money continues to flow into the gun debate, even as all across America, many cities, strapped for cash, continue to lay off cops. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.